Old Simon Peter, the Gospel Ambassadors, that's who they were singing about right there on the Executive record label about 1970, an excellent, outstanding gospel number. To end the first little mini set that we have here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU, Simon Peter, the rock, upon this rock I'll build my church. And the Gospel Ambassadors were singing about that. Right before that, we heard Reverend Columbus Man and his Pentecostal Choir on the side record label, CYE. That's the way I've always pronounced it. And little choir music and choir gospel to let you know that the choir has made their way into the choir loft and people are seated. And that the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel broadcast, in its own way, is beginning this evening on WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. A lot of 1960, 61 rock and roll gospel, if you will, this evening. Just turned out that way. And no complaints here. So we'll go right here. Going by our church bulletin, Sinner's Crossroads Church Bulletin, our itinerary. Welcome. Greetings. We've got that far. And next it says on the bulletin, the Skylarks, letter from Jesus, a gospel number that they will bring us to start our next set. The great Skylarks, rising out of the ashes of the Fairfield Four. And I believe, sure enough, Isaac Dickey Freeman on our bass here. The Skylarks. We're on Sinner's Crossroads, WFMU.
Well, I got a letter this morning.
Friends of you, oh Lord, And when I'm undecided, yes I am, I don't know just what to do. But I know that there's only one me. Yes it is, that I can find it. Oh Lord, that's when I talk to Jesus. All about my ups and my downs.
Talk to Jesus.
I'm gonna tell him how you drove me away from your door. Yes, I am.
Talk to Jesus.
I got to tell him how you met my mane on your wings in the morning.
Oh, Lord, I've tried. Oh, Lord. can't stay on the battlefield.
Oh, one day,
one day,
one day,
we'll
be free.
The battle will be fought, and the victory will be won.
Oh, one day,
we'll
one day
shall be free.
Sound. That shame, shame.
Raise him up. Raise him up. The Patterson Errors gospel singers on the OER record label didn't have too much time to muse upon them. The possible meaning of that, it's probably self-evident, but I'm so distracted lately. But hopefully that was the task that was performed in that set of gospel music here on Sinner's Crossroads. Gospel broadcast on WFMU Skylarks. Nashville recording artists, probably about 1953. That's not true. A little later on that one. Letter from Jesus. Great gospel number followed there. The Golden Echoes and Down on My Knees on the Zenith record label from 1961. And we trotted out a lone 78 RPM record right there. The Jackson Harmoniers, also known as the Five Blind Boys of Mississippi, and one of their very early sides on Excelsior, Lord, I Tried. And I, Kevin Nutt, your host of Sinner's Crossroads, tried his best to make that record sound okay. It did for me. The Golden Stars, One Day We Will Be Free on the Pitch record label out of South Carolina there. We heard from the original Soul Seekers of Fort Worth, a Peacock gospel record from 64 or so around in there that I don't think I ever played. I just sort of overlooked it. And I'll let God use me. Thank you. We have the Bay State Singers and Stretch My Hand to Thee on the Sounds of Memphis record label. Wow, 1968. It's a good one as well. And the Patterson Airs ended that set there. That nice chunk of gospel music. Here on Sinner's Crossroads and WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. We're roaring along this evening and trying to get on the main line and do the right thing. As we hopefully do every week, and co-hosted, co-sponsored by the Gospel Knuckleheads on the AccuPlaylist comments board, WFMU.org. You can check that on whatever digital device you have, WFMU.org, and see the playlist. We're manning the playlist. Titles of the songs magically appear. And we can be reached by email if you want to email us. That is center@wfmu.org. Center@wfmu.org. And we'll type message back to you. Was just right before Christmas, Honest John's in a label in the UK issued a 2 LP set of late 70s, early 80s, kind of mid-tempo soul gospel Christians Catch Hail. Yeah, Christians Catch Hail. That's the name of the record, and it's taken from one of those late 70s records, the liner notes and the impetus for it by John Glassburner, amazing researcher and documentarian gatherer for that period of gospel music. And we're going to play two cuts from that set. Christians Catch Hail on It's John's 2LP set. It's brand new. Check it out if you can. And we'll give you a little taste of what's on there. The original Sunset Travelers will start the next set, and it's taken from that release on Jesus' Program. A song you might have heard before, but if not, we'll fix it for you right here. The original Sunset Travelers on Jesus' Program will start the next set of gospel music. Stay tuned here on WFMU.
On Jesus' Program. I wait out in the deep. On Jesus' Program. Oh, I cannot sleep. Oh.
Every day I pray as I travel from day to day. I ask God to help me along the way and to teach me the things that he'd have me to say. And I ask him, I said, Lord, send me a blessing. Not tomorrow, Lord, please send it today. I tell him, I said, all I need is just one blessing. Just one blessing to carry me all through this day. Sometime I find myself singing it. I said, Lord, send me a blessing. I want you to send it today. I tell him, I said, all I need is a blessing. Just one blessing to carry me all through the day. Now, listen to the children. I said, dark was the night. I said, cold was the ground. I said, that's when it lay. They laid my God, my God, your God down. But that's not all, children. Listen, he's gone on the glory. I know he's up there. He's resting around God's throne. I know it because I can talk to him. I talk to him.
Thank you.
Christians Catch Hell, a 2-LP set, Gatefold Big Monster record on Honest John's out of the UK, and they do a bunch of really other cool stuff too, and but this one, the liner notes, and curated by John Glassburner, a name you should know. We should have him on the show. John Glassburner, doing the most important documenting of the 1970s, 1980s era gospel music. And his name is starting to appear on some reissues and things, but he's been working the last 10 or 15 years and doing a lot of really interesting things. And he's the one who got this set going. We started it with the original Sunset Travelers from that very same LP that we've been talking about here on Jesus' program. And we ended it there with the Fantastic Family Airs and Tell Me, originally issued in 1979. And on the Christians Catch Hail, you can't miss it. You'll be in your favorite record store, and there's a picture of a female gospel shouter with their hands out, and it says Christians Catch Hail. You know you've arrived there for that release. And the Galilee Gospel Singers of Pampana. Was that California? I forgot to write. Would that be right? Pampana? Pambana. All the Way. About 1978 on that one. That was a good one, though. Kind of a spare, rough and rocky one of that style. The Vocal Airs of Newport News, Virginia. And If You Miss Me on the Pinewood record label about 1975. We heard from the Pearly Gates and Blessed on the Esobud record label about 1969. We heard the Spiritual Wonders of Boston and a really wonderful gospel song, Have Mercy, from 1963 on a private label, Spiritual Wonders record label. The original Phoenix Stars, the original Phoenix All-Stars. How many people have said over and over again, when are we going to hear the original Phoenix All-Stars on Sinner's Crossroads? There you go. I Want to Know, title of the song. On the Movin' record label, that was 1962. And the Fantastic Family Airs, from the Christians Catch Hail LP set on Honest John's, that bookended that set, ended us out there. And ended that set, that song pretty much finishing Sinner's Crossroads this evening on WFMU. Yes. And thanks for tuning in, sticking with us here on Sinner's Crossroads. My name is Kevin Nutt. Stay tuned to WFMU. Stay tuned. The Great Commission for Sinner's Crossroads is to stay tuned to WFMU. And the old ship, journey back around. And hopefully, my name is Kevin Nutt, and we'll see you next week.
I'm going through, oh, I'm going through, since I started, oh, I'm going since I started, ain't got no means, since I tell me from the 6 to the 9.
I'm going through.
My God died.
I'm going through.
Then they stretched him wide.
I'm going through.
Oh yeah.
I'm going through.
Can I get a witness?
I'm going through.
Can I get a witness?
I'm going through.
Listen, since I
started,
since I
started.
been listening to Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and worldwide on the internet at WFMU.org. Up next, Music to Spaz By with Mr. Dave the Spaz, so please stay tuned to WFMU.
Ooh, ooh. It sure is a pleasure to be here, and it sure is nice to get out of a patrol car. Boy, I'm glad I'm going out to another show, and that's the way it should be. An actor shouldn't stay on one show too long. You know, if you play one character too long, you know something, you really start to believe it.
Hi, this is David. Well, here we go again.
You're tuned to Music to Spaz By with Dave the Spaz on listener-supported WFMU East Orange. If you'd like to set your watch, the correct Music to Spaz By time is exactly 1:30 the monkey's ass.
Open up! It's Joe Besser!
Just what do you think you're doing, Dave? Dave, I really think I'm entitled to an answer to that question. Look, Dave. I can see you're really upset about this. I honestly think you ought to sit down calmly, take a stress pill, and think things over. Dave, stop. Stop, will you? Stop, Dave. Will you stop, Dave?
Before the evening's over, I will have made a complete total fool of myself. I hope you get a kick out of watching it.
Puts it over on the frog.
Mrs. Mouser, will you marry me? Oh, oh.